And it's time for audience participation because Thanksgiving is coming and we are looking for your side dishes. We know many will include marshmallows, but we want to know, what are you serving on the side? Send us your recipes in the comment section of this segment at hereandnow.org or on our Facebook page. Meantime, Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst has been checking in with her foodie friends across the country. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Robin.
And side dishes, to me, are
the everything. I mean, the turkey, I love turkey, but it's true. I mean, what you serve on the side of your turkey distinguishes very often who you are, where you came from, what kind of childhood you had.
How many marshmallows?
How many siblings? How many great aunts? How many uncles? Yeah. How long did they last? But I thought it would be fun to reach out to some food friends across the country and get some regional side dishes. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start in the West, and that is the salad. Jessica Badalana is a San Francisco-based food writer. Her first solo cookbook is called Repertoire, and it'll be out in 2017. Mm-hmm. This is her very, very beautiful salad filled with fresh colors. It's so California.
Yeah, let's describe. There's just so many items in here. Start with the lettuce.
Well, it's not regular lettuce. This is called a chicory salad. Chicory in the wintertime, there's so many different types. You've got the beautiful purple tinge radicchio. We've got frisée, the curly leaf, and escarole, which you know maybe from Italian restaurants where they braise it, or escarole soup. But escarole is delicious eaten raw. So you just kind of coarsely chop those three different types of chicory. And then there's blue cheese, adding a creamy element, toasted walnuts. Mm. Now, the two California fruits, the orange slices, those beautiful, beautiful slices, those are persimmons. They are in season now. They will be on many Western Thanksgiving tables.
Okay, let's hold up a second here with the persimmon, which is stunning. It looks like a slice of a big carrot.
Yeah, but you see the star pattern in the middle? They're so beautiful.
And so do you just slice it?
Yeah, it's the raw fruit. You peel off the outside, you take off the stem, and you just slice it. And what I love about them is they're not particularly sweet. There's two types of persimmons that grow on the West Coast. There's fuyu and hachaya. Hachaya are too astringent to eat unless they're really mushy, and they're used in a lot of puddings and baked goods. But the fuyu are sweet and slightly firm, but not too sweet. And I love it with the blue cheese and the nuts.
I was just going to say, with the blue cheese, what a
so
combination.
Good. And then, of course, pomegranate seeds. Everyone knows pomegranate juice, but you cut a fresh pomegranate and you squeeze it, and the beautiful, beautiful maroon-colored seeds. And that gives it a great crunchy texture. So you have this chicory, which is slightly bitter and crunchy, and it's a little bit sweet with the meaty walnuts, the persimmons, and the pomegranates. I would like that on my table every year.
You know, it's like a West Coast Waldorf salad.
Kind of, raisins
and things and blue cheese on it. This has got...
And you can find persimmons and pomegranates across the country. Mm. So bring a little West to your table.
Okay.
Thank you, Jessica.
Move on.
Okay, the potato salad in that earthenware. Mm-hmm. My very dear old friend, Karen Frillman, her mother, Edna Frillman, has made this warm potato. She calls it a salad, but it's not really, with bacon. I know you don't eat bacon, so I made half of it Edna grew up in a parsonage near Forestville, Michigan, and she got this recipe from her mother-in-law, Laura Frillman, from Melrose Park, Illinois. And apparently, there were a lot of potluck dinners centered around church activities, and the Frillmans made this potato salad with bacon at many, many church suppers, and it would proudly sit among the Jell-O molds and casseroles.
And things with marshmallow.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we're going to have all these recipes at hereandnow.org, and hopefully some of yours that you're sending in, but this is wonderful. And it does make me feel like I'm at a church supper. We talked a bit ago about sweet potatoes, and we'll have those recipes too. You can link to them because they're great. But you've brought us yet another sample.
I did. This is a really wonderful dish. This is from Nancy McDermott, a food writer in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. She's the author of Southern Soups and Stews. So before I talk about this dish, we didn't get to mention this last time. The difference, even though these are called candied yams, they're actually sweet potatoes. So I thought just quickly I would tell you that a sweet potato is a root vegetable. It's orange in color. There's a lot of variations in color, but it's a long red skinned root vegetable, and it's actually in the morning glory family, which is so interesting. Mm. But a yam is from Africa, Southeast Asia, or the Caribbean. It's white fleshed, it's got a rough, dark skin, and it's very starchy and dry. And almost always when you're eating something called a yam, it's really a sweet potato.
Well, and we got comments from our listeners in the South saying, thank you for not calling your sweet potatoes yams, because they are different.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And apparently North Carolina is where more than half of the United States sweet potatoes grow, and it is the official state vegetable since 1995, Nancy McDermott tells me. So these candied yams have but three ingredients, and you can probably guess at least two of them, or all of them, by tasting it. Butter, sugar, and sweet potatoes. But her technique is so wonderful. You boil them a little bit, not till they're cooked, but just a little pre-cooked. Then the skin peels right off. You slice it. You smother it in sugar. I added less than she called for, and it's still
it's
fabulously
so sweet.
Sweet, right? You can add as much or as little as you want. And then the butter. And then I actually let it sit overnight and just baked it now. And what a great addition to a Thanksgiving table, a little bit of Southern sweetness.
Could you use brown sugar?
Yeah, absolutely. You could use brown sugar. She said people use maple syrup, cane syrup, brown sugar, palm sugar, but granulated sugar is her tradition, and it's very easy to scatter over the sweet potatoes, but brown sugar would be delicious.
Okay. Well, and always, Kathy, we want to have some of your cranberry sauce.
Kind of a tradition, isn't it?
It sort of is, yes.
So from the East Coast, let's hear it for the East Coast, where cranberries grow in bogs and Cape Cod. They grow in many parts of the country, but I do think of it as a Cape Cod kind of treat. Mm-hmm. My cranberry sauce does not change much year after year, because if it did change, I would be yelled at by my family. It's got fresh ginger, it's got fresh pineapple chunks, maple syrup, and then at the end you add some toasted chopped pecans to give it that nutty, meaty flavor. And my dad, who I miss so much, every year wanted the canned cranberry sauce, no matter how good mine was.
Well, that's the final thought for the cook. Don't take it personally. There are people that get locked into taste. If your dad wanted the canned,
exactly,
you just go. Or somebody wants marshmallows in something.
They're going to want them.
You just go.
You could throw those on Nancy's sweet potatoes in a minute. But what I find exciting about these four recipes, you hear people say that the United States has become very homogenous in terms of its food, that food's the same whether you're in Chicago or New Orleans or New York, but it's not. We do still have these regional traditions, and I think on the Thanksgiving table, you might see it more than the rest of the year. So I say, here's to regional cooking and honoring our traditions.
Well, and let us hear yours, again, at hereandnow.org or on our Facebook page, already conversation going there. Kathy, thanks as always.
Oh, thanks, Robin, and have a great holiday.
You too.